thankfully, the Connect group. The important thing about why PHP and similar languages are important is that I can manipulate a database with them. So I have a database out on my server, and I can manipulate that database. And that's critical if I'm going to do serious processing. So now let's see, there it is, okay. So, actually I should probably have done a create first, and I'll do that in a minute. But, and again, this one is not going to work unless you attach it to your database and put in your passwords. Okay, because I've got the include that includes my passwords, and I am using on this one the donor database and the donor table within the donor database. And if you have a donor database and you have a donor table within a database, and you have set up your passwords such that you can use them in an include, then this one will work for you. Otherwise, it won't. Okay. Yeah.
Are you recording?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, though. Especially the first day back from vacation, thank you. So, I've got here my include, and then I've got the MySQL SelectDB, which ties together the link, which is defined over in my link password donor, and the donor database. Okay, so that's what's tying those two together. And then I have my SQL that I'm setting up. And so I want to insert a record into my table. And I've got the record there, and I said insert. And apparently I've already run this, because it's coming back and giving me the error message here that it is a duplicate entry. Okay? So it's coming back and telling me that I have a duplicate entry and it cannot insert this into. Okay? What I didn't do is get the camera for that. Okay? So now I'm going to go and change this, and let's say maybe if I put a 9 in there, okay, so I'm changing the ID, and now if I come up here and do a refresh, okay, we can do that. Did I not save it when I made the change? That's perfectly possible. Oh, it wants a password again. Ah, come on. Okay. Yes. Okay, so it connected successfully, and it went ahead and did the link. And all I did here was ask it to echo result, and the result was a 1 because it was successful. If it wasn't successful, it's a 0. Okay, so this time it did it. If I execute it again, then I get the duplicate entry because I've already added it. And I can't have a second thing with a primary key. Okay. So now what I want to do is just talk a minute about the insert, and then we'll go and look. So I've got insert into donor, and I put the values, and I put them in single quotes because the whole insert is inside double quotes. And so the feels themselves are inside single quotes. If I had used a double quote in front of the 44449, it would have assumed that I was terminating the insert, and therefore it wouldn't work. Okay. So I inserted the record, and the record is now there. Okay. So now what I want to do is I want to look down here and try to remember what I called everything. I've got a whole lot of stuff here, and we may not make it through them all, but I would suggest that you kind of work your way through some of the things here, because there are stuff about selecting and showing, and what I want to find is something... there is one in here. If anybody finds anything that looks possible that is supposed to show me the data, show columns, table. Well, I don't see it. I found it last night. Doesn't do you any good. Connect main C, okay. Yeah, I think that one might do it. So I'm looking at select main, except that apparently I can't spell. S-E-L-E-C-T. Only it's connect. Main. Why did I think it was select? Because I can't pronounce it.
Where'd you pull the link? Where's the include password PHP?
It's in mine. You don't have it because you got to make your own.
Ah, okay.
I'm not giving you my password.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and here's the records that we were just talking about. Okay, the 44441 was already out there, and so it gave me duplicate. I changed the 1 to a 9, and I was able to add the same record. Okay, I didn't bother to change any other data. I just put the same person out there. But because it had a unique ID, I was able to do that. Okay, so what I did here to show this is at the top I have just a select asterisk from donor, order by ID number. Okay, didn't have to have that, but I decided I wanted to order by ID number, so I've got order by ID number there. And then I echoed out all of the information. Okay. And this one, my SQLi is a fetch array, so that means that I can use the actual names. So I basically put out ID equals, and then I said row, ID number, name equals, and I went through and did that. And I chose to do separate echoes when I went down on a line rather than trying to carry the line along. It's just easier sometimes to just do the echo again than it is to keep track of the long, complex line. Okay, so starting with street, it's actually a new echo. And then starting with state, it's a new echo. And starting with zip, it's a new echo, and so forth. So I put them in different echoes rather than running a long line and wrapping and all that good stuff. So I've just got it all together. So that's my list. So anytime I want to see what's on the database, I can use this program, which will show me what records I have on the database. And that's an important thing to have, is, okay, the ability to see what records I have there. Okay. And I'm showing all the data, and I decided I wanted these labels, so I've got city equals and year goal equals and set all that up. I didn't have to do that. Obviously, I could have just put out the data. But I defined what each field was just to use it. Okay, so if I then have, you know, a different table that I want to do, I'm going to have to change the names. If I had done this such that I was using row 0, row 1, row 2, row 3, I'd have less, and hadn't bothered to put in headers, I'd have a more versatile thing here. Okay, rather than using the specific names. Okay, but I still would have had to make modifications depending on the number of fields that I was carrying on each record. But if I use the 0, 1, 2, 3, and I have one of those, but I don't think I've got it out here. If I use the 0, 1, 2, 3, then I have to make less changes when I want to use a different table. And if I call them field 1, field 2, field 3, or something like that, in the headers, if I wanted headers, I have to make less. Okay. Being basically lazy, I have some of those kinds of things that I use to check up on stuff. Okay. So this is a little while loop that goes through, and while there are still results. Okay, so remember the while loop says, while there are still results, each result will be a row. And it shows the row. And when it goes back and up on the loop, it shows the next row. And when it goes back up, it shows the next row. And it goes through the rows one at a time, as long as there is something still in result. And I use these words like result and everything and link over and over and over. It's not that you have to. It's just if I use the same words, then it's easier to write than as if I came up with a different word for result every time. Okay. Okay. Another one that I want to look at is create table 14OK. And this one is one I'm not going to run because I think I've already got a duplicate, although I can change the name and run it. But this creates a table, and I included a couple of inserts in there because I wanted to see the table. Okay, so if I change this and put a on it there, and then every place that I use it, I have to put the A. Did I catch everything? I think so. Okay, so now if I run this and say I want to run create table 14ok.php. Okay, it connected successfully. It apparently inserted those two records. And the reason I know it inserted those two records is after I did the insert, I selected what was on the table and then did a loop to show what was on the table. So I basically created a new table, inserted two records into the table, and then went in and said, okay, now select everything that's on the table. And since it was a new table, it's just those two records that I put in, and show me those two records. And so I went through and showed the two records. Okay.
So I don't have to use the MySQL that we did.
I can create my table here. I can put the records in here, and I can do it all within PHP. Okay? So I went in and I've got my create, and I'm creating a table. I am using a database called for testing. Again, you need to use the databases that they made for you, one of those two databases. But I made use the database called for testing, and it has on it the table, first table 14, S16A, whatever, and that's on there. Okay. Any questions? Okay, so what we've looked at so far is how to create the table, and then in this one and in a lot of mine at the bottom, I throw in this section which lets me look at what's on the table after I've created it, and we looked at that separately as well. Okay, so I've now created another table and I've viewed what's in it. How you doing? Is anybody trying this or going in and choosing? I mean, this one you could do very easily if you just have the password and you change that to your database. You could create this table in your database very easily. So you can just copy this code, link to, put the link, have your database in there, and use any password thing that you already have set up, because it really overrides, if you use the MySQL I select DB, it's going to override whatever you put in. So hopefully you can go in and create the table. Has anybody tried it?
I'm getting you can't find include OKPHP.
Well, you may not have that one, but you could use one that you have. You may have link paths or something like that, didn't we call it?
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Well, you can include anything that has your password in it.
Okay.
What it's looking for in the include is a setup that has your password, your username, your password, and all that good stuff in it.
That explained the confusion. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So now did it find it?
It did.
And you created the table?
Apparently it did know errors.
Okay. So you can then go in and create the table, and you now, if you run this, you've created a table. Okay, and again, I think the big thing you have to change here is you have to change the include to get your password, and you have to change the for testing and make the for testing your database. Did you get it running? Okay. So go ahead and give it a try for a minute and see if you can get it. And obviously you can change the name of the table if you want to.
Up here you need whatever your password file, okay? I'm not going to get to right there. You need whatever your password file is. And I think I didn't do SmartBoard Tools. Certainly.
Thank you. Okay, and now I lost. Okay, so,
if it's going to let me right now, this is your file with your password, with your username and password.
Yeah.
Okay, this has got to be your database. The way we have it set up right now, you're going to create a table called First Table 14S16A, whatever that stands for, and you're going to create that within your database.
Yes, no, maybe? Okay. Everybody got it going okay?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So I could use some help.
Okay. Come help him. Since somebody right behind you has it, we're going to go with that.
Okay. And then you can create any table you want here and call it anything. Very frankly, I wouldn't change anything up there because then you have to change it consistently in the inserts and everything.
Notice also that the ID number has the word primary key after that.
So if you want to create a table with a primary key, you can do that by saying ID number, I think integer 3, primary key, and then the comma. So that's created the primary key.
Okay. And then my primary key is obviously 150 and 151 for the two people.
So I have a question.
Yep.
Let's say that you, for whatever reason, you were going from place to place and you didn't have access to a consistent database. Could you create a whole bunch of includes that would create the database for you and call them in here?
You can, yeah, you can create, I mean, you can use this.
And you can use the web page to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, because I've created a table that's now out on the server.
Right, I get
which
that.
Means in California, you can be bringing up my database that I just, my table that I just created.
So if I had like a pet database that I did everything in and figured everything out.
Oh, sure, it's out on the server. You can access it anywhere in the world.
So I could have this, like, create database. AJT.php, and there'd be a bunch of includes that would go out to all these files that I wanted to create, and I could just access it once and it would confirm everything.
Well, wait a minute. Why do I need all these includes?
Can you?
Because you're going to have just one database out there.
Right.
I mean, better that. I mean, I created. If you take this home, that database is going to be out there. So you can. I mean, that table is now going to be in your database.
Right.
I mean, the include mainly is to give you your username and password.
Right.
And then they have the optional place you can put the database if you want to.
Oh.
But basically, it gets overridden when you do the link and the link to the database there.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're basically, this is now available anywhere in the world that you go as long as you can log in
to the server.
I was just wondering if the actual statement that creates the file and populates it could be elsewhere.
Oh, sure.
And accessed with an include.
Yeah, I mean.
As long as it's precipitated
right.
with the link to
yeah,
log
yeah,
into
yeah,
the
yeah. That too.
Okay.
Have you got his working?
Almost.
Okay. file was modified, save changes. Sure, I don't think I messed it up. We'll find out.
You
hold. Yeah, right. Okay. I'm kind of waiting to see what they come up with. Okay, then I have a bunch of these that basically let me list things.
And we can look at some of those. Describe the columns is one way of doing it. List the columns is another way of doing it.
So I can go in there and I can do a whole lot of maintenance. Okay, so what I'm going to do next... How are we doing? Okay, I'm going to suggest then that you stop and listen for a few minutes and then go back to it, okay? You're here all day.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so now I've got a delete, and I'm going to be able to delete a record. Okay, so if I bring this one up, this is basically taking in the ID number that I want to delete. So this one is named whatever, delete donor okay. Only I should not have put in, okay. Why I got that error is I just talked about the fact that I was bringing up an HTML, but I typed the PHP, okay? The PHP is the one that the HTML calls, and since it's coming from the HTML, it's expecting me to send it an in ID number. But if I run the PHP without running the HTML, it doesn't receive the ID number. Okay, so I'm going to go back now and change this to HTML, which is what I should have done in the first place. And it now comes up with something that asks for the identification number for the record to be deleted. Okay? And I'm going to put in, I can't remember which table I'm using, but I think I will try this number. Okay, so I want to delete 44449. And I am going to eventually. Okay, click on this. And it went through. And hopefully 44449 is not there. Okay. So on this one, I entered the identification number, and then I sent the identification number over to deletedonorok.php. So now if I look at that, okay. All right, that wasn't the right database, so I may or may not have deleted something. But notice I'm using a database here called Donor 2, which has slightly different records. If I change that to donor, it would work better, probably.
It worked for me.
Okay.
That's weird.
No, probably because you have the same database.
Okay.
I just had changed the 2, okay? So, I say delete from donor where ID number equals the ID number that I sent over. So, up above, I've got a post, and I brought in the ID number and assigned it to $ID number, and then I said where the ID number is equal to $ID number. So, I then went ahead and deleted the record. Okay, and then I did a listing of the records. So if I went back and changed this to donor, and then ran it. Only I did the same thing. I don't learn well from my errors. And this one is the one that has all of the records in it. And 44449 is no longer there. So it deleted the record. And this is the one. Donor has a lot of records in it. Donor 2 had a subset.
But I originally had the 44441, and I then had added that same record with the 9, and now I've deleted it.
Okay, so the delete has taken the record away. And then in all of these, I just do a select, and in this case, I called it show result. And I went through and showed all of the records so that you can see the output. Now, in the real world, you probably don't want to do that. But for testing purposes, when you're testing on a small database, this gives you reassurance that, in fact, it's working. Okay, but if you have 10,000 records, every time you delete a record, you do not want to list out all 10,000 records. Okay. So that's the delete. And then there is an update. Connect main to OK. I think that's the one that's an update. So connect main to OK. Nope, that's the delete, so it must be 3. Okay, so this is an update. And I am saying update donor set the address equal to 127 North Street, where ID equals get ID number. And on this one, I did not use an HTML page to bring in the ID number. I just hard-coded the ID number in here for my testing purposes. Okay. So I said, update donor, set the street address equal to that, where the ID number equals get ID number. Okay. So, presumably 36363, if I run this, will pick up this new address. And I've probably run it before. So, we will change this to 227. Okay, and so I'm going to run this one, and this one is called connect main 3, okay, I can do this. Okay, and one error record was updated, and it says 227.
Okay. So did you run that first with 127 and then set it to 227?
No, I just ran it with 227 because I was pretty sure that probably anything that was in there I'd already done. So I just ran, I just changed it to the 227.
But again, this requires that you have a record out there that's 36363.
Right.
And if you don't have that record, it's not going to do it.
You know, up until we get to using the database, you could run my programs and they work just fine, but now you've got to have what I have or it's not going to work.
So if you have the donut table, you can go in and you can put in any ID you want there, and then it will work. But you have to have it, and that record will get the new address, presuming that you have a field call street address. So if you have the donor table out there, and you use one of your IDs, then it will work just fine. Okay, but otherwise it won't. Okay. So that is allowing you to do maintenance. So what we've basically looked at here is I can create a table, and in fact, I put inserts into the create. You might want to have the create a standalone create, and then do inserts on their own as well. And I've got a variety of these main ones are a variety of inserts. Twos are deletes. Threes are a variety of way to do updates. So those are a bunch of different things that you can do. Okay, and then I've got other examples where I went in and played with deletes, coming in with HTML and PHP. Okay, so basically what we've covered is the ability to maintain a table. So I've now got a table that I can create. I can use insert to put data into it. I can use insert to add a record to it later on. I can use update to make changes to it. And I can use delete to get rid of a record. So I've basically got maintenance going on. And that's critical. Because once you create a table, you clearly have to be able to maintain it or it's out of date as you hit the enter. And you've got to be able to update it. Okay. Now we come to a bunch where I said describe columns. Okay. And I do not remember from yesterday what some of these do, so we're going to just look at them and guess based on my name what it is. This is DESC... C-O-L-U-M-N-S 12 okay dot PHP. Okay. So this is telling me what the fields are. Okay, so this is giving me basically a listing of the fields. DESC donor. Okay, so just like in PuTTY, when you write DESC donor, you got a listing of the. This gives you a listing of the tables.
So is that listing field position and then field name?
Yes.
So field, right, gotcha.
And it also tells you that that is a primary key, that the ID number is a primary key. Okay.
So why is it on the next one where it says array, the field name is on the line? No, never mind.
Okay, they're all part of an array. It sets up an array behind the scenes of the fields on your table.
I got it.
It arrayed it itself.
That's right. It came up, it developed the array, and you can see, I mean, it's even using the MySQL fetch array. It's, you know, an array is what it handles stuff from behind the scenes with. If you take out this pre, and do a refresh, come on, that's what you get. Okay, so the pre that I had in there,
reserve,
you know, gives it to you in the original formatting. And so without the pre, you see it this way, and I think the pre makes it a lot more readable.
So you put the pre back in. And notice the pre is in the HTML. Okay, we've talked about pre in HTML. Pre gives you pre-formatted. So the pre is before I hit the PHP, I just said pre and then I hit the PHP, but the pre is an HTML command. Now, it could have been included in the PHP the same way you can include BR and all the rest of it in there, but I just did it outside. And so now, when I do a refresh on this, only that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a refresh there. Now when I do a refresh, it's a lot more readable. And the pre is what got me back. Okay. Let me see what else there is here that I want to go over. Well, pre-columns with a dump. Variable dump of row will show the row. So that is another way of doing it. And I call that describe columns var dump. Okay, so that gives it to you in that format. Pick a format, any format. That gives it to you in that format. The important thing is not the format you're getting it in. The important thing is that I can, when I don't remember what the row's names are, I can go in and do something to find out what I call these rows. Okay, so I can go in, and those are two ways that you can do it. Okay. I've got another one down here that says list columns. And that one does the same thing, as I recall.
List columns 12, okay?
Say what again?
Is it called list columns 12, okay?
Yeah. Okay, and that again, I've got the pre on, and the printr is printing out the information from the row. And so that basically looks the same as the one I did before. And in this one, my SQL is show columns from dump. So essentially, again, it doesn't matter really which one you use to do this. The important thing is, at least for me, I forget what I call something. And I want to go in and look at the columns and remember what it is I called a field. And this gives me access to do that. You know, DESC and PuTTY is something I use all the time. Rather than remembering. Speaking of listing, if you want to list the tables that you have, okay, that will list the tables. Donor, it would give me the tables that were within the donor database. So that's going to show me my tables. So if I go over here and I run this, this is list tables. Okay. And so those are all the tables that are in that database. So
apparently I have the four testing database. I put a bunch of tables in, and now I can see all of those tables. So again, this is important because, at least if you're like me, I can't remember the name of what I call the tables. Okay? And sure, you can go into PuTTY and get all of this, but if you're in PHP, you can also have, basically, you can set up your own utilities such that you can do this kind of thing. And then you just have to change the name of the database or whatever, and you can go in and have little utility programs that you write that show the tables, that show the database, that show the columns, and do all of that kind of thing. So you can write your own little utilities and just run the utilities rather than having to go out and bring up PuTTY. Okay? Or bring up whatever it is that you have to use to run the MySQL. Okay. Yeah.
What's more common? Do they usually write tables in MySQL or do they do PHP?
I think that's a real individual thing.
You can do it whichever way.
You can do it both ways. You can do it both ways. And, I mean, you go in through PuTTY, but there are other editors that people would use that probably are a little more helpful than the way we've got it set up for you to do it. But it really depends on what you're comfortable doing, whether you would rather just stay in PHP and have a bunch of utilities set up, but you kind of have to set up the utilities. Whereas if you're in MySQL, then you can just write DESC and it does it for you. Okay, the next one is linking. So I've got one here that is donor. Let's try actually first. Donor, donation, okay. The okay on all of these is supposed to mean that I indeed have the include there, that I do not have my password there, and they're okay to put up on the board. So that's what OK is all about. And this one is called what? Donor donation OK. Except I really should have stuck with either capitals or lowercase and not changed my mind constantly. Okay. So this one, each one is listed twice. But that's because I did two echoes. I did the echo using the row number, and I did the echo using the row name. So that's why you're seeing them both twice. And I did them both within a paragraph, which is why you're seeing the blank line between. So what I've got there is my select says, select donor.id number, donation.id number. So basically, I was showing them both to you. And name from donor, and then show the donation, from the donation rather, from donor, donation. I'll say that right yet. So what I've got here is I decided to show the ID number twice just to prove they were linking. And if you are using a field in the select where the field occurs in multiple tables, then you have to use the table name. If I only wanted to see the ID number once, it wouldn't matter which one I did, because over here at the back, I'm linking and saying I only want them when they're the same. So notice that they're always the same. 1212, whatever it was, 1, I guess it is. And then 12121, they're the same. So I said, show me the ID number from the donor table. Show me the ID number from the donation table. Show me the name. And name did not have to have a table in front of it because name only occurs on the donor table. Name does not occur on the donation table. And in fact, we've talked about this before, but there should be no repetition of data from table to table except the repetition you need for linking purposes, to link from table to table. So ID number has to be there because ID is how I link two tables together. Name should never be in two places because maintenance, that means that if somebody changes their name, I gotta go change it in all the places where the name is. I should only have to change it once. So the only data that you want repeated is linking data, okay? So I've got donor ID number, donation ID number, name from donor and donation, where the donor.ID number equals the donation.ID number. And again, this can be done with a join, which is another way of doing the linking. I just happen to like this way of doing the linking, so I always do it that way. But I probably like it because it's the original way I learned, and old habits are hard to break and all that good stuff. So that's the way I do it. So I'm now linking the two tables. Okay? So now I can go in and I can say, okay, show me row 0, row 1, row 2, and it will show those to me. And I'll see both IDs. And I can do it again by saying show row ID number, and it actually worked. Okay, I didn't have to, and that's what I was experimenting around with there. Okay, so it gave me the ID numbers and the name. So I got the same thing from both. Questions. Okay. And the next one is going to be showing three tables. So the one right above that that says donor donation drive is linking three tables. And down here, donor donation drive. Okay. So on this one, I decided for some reason that I wanted a bunch of spaces in between. It would have probably been a lot easier to set up a table than it was to put all my NBSPs up there. But I can do that if I want to. So I've got now my select says select donor ID number, and this time I didn't repeat the donor ID number. So I said donor ID number from donor. I could have said ID number from donation. It doesn't matter which I said. And then I said show me the name. Show me the drive number from the drive. Well, the drive number is the linking thing that links to what? I've got three tables going on here. I've got the donor table, I've got the donation table, and I've got the drive table. The ID number is on the donor table, and it's on the donation table. So goes the linking. And just to make sure you remember, they should be the same size and the same type, okay? So that they really will match, okay? And then the drive number is also on here so that I know what drive they donated to, and this is the information about the drive. And so those are also my linking things. The drive number links from the donation table to the drive table. Okay, so since it appears two places, I have to write the table name dot field name. I wrote drive dot drive number. I could have written donation dot drive number. It doesn't matter. Because again, when I get out to the side, I am linking these together.
So I'm going to say where donor.id number equals donation.id number and drive.drive number equals donation.drive number.
If you scroll that out, that's what it's going to say. So I've got three tables there. Come on. And if I scroll this out, you can see that in fact that is what it says, drive number equals donation drive number. So I scrolled it out and there's true. Okay.
So I now am showing the ID number, the name, the drive number, the drive.
And I threw in a lot of NBSPs because I wanted to space them out. Okay. Again, probably the easier way to have spaced them out would have been to make a background table and put the ID number and everything into cells on the table. And then they'd line up under each other very nicely and all that good stuff. And it would look better than it looks now with my NBSPs.
Oh, it looks fine.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. Doesn't look too bad.
It was a pain in the neck, though. Actually, that's not true. Because once you do it, copy and paste is a wonderful thing. Okay.
So is macro.
So there is my... My select. So, you know, the point is, and hopefully there's a homework assignment that you've done already that shows this. The point is that my select that we kind of played around with in PuTTY with the database can now be embedded into my PHP, and I can get exactly the data that I want. Now, the difference is that if I am using just MySQL, I can put that select in and I'll get the results. But if I am using PHP, then I can do something with the results other than just display the results of the select. I can actually write a have in the program where I take and do something. I can have if statements that check some of this data that I just selected. Okay, and we will look at some of those coming up. Okay, so the next one that I want to look at is the drop table, which I'm not going to run. But I can do a drop.
Okay. So I can drop a table. And in fact, I think that name isn't there anyway, so it would come up all right.
But I can drop a table. Okay. So I can create a table. I can drop a table. Okay. And I can go in and do some altering of the table. I don't think I have an example of that, but you can. And then I can maintain the data on the table. Remember, there are two things having to do with the table. One of them is the structure of the table. One of them is the data. The insert, the update, and the delete are handling the data.
The create and the drop are getting and making the table and getting rid of the table.
Okay. And let's see. PHP info gives you more information than you'd ever want to know. And what did I just do? That's it. PHP info.
It was only a small one.
Yes. Right to the point. But the results of that are... Okay, PHP info. Hello.
That's a capital I, thank you.
It is.
Why would I do that to myself? There. So, more information than you ever wanted to know about PHP. And you could do that at the line in PuTTY as well. But this gives you very detailed information about PHP. Okay, and show loop 1, 2, and 3. I'm trying to remember what they do. I've got too many things up here. So this one is table show loop 1. Except that I put a slash in there. Okay, so this is the table that I talked about doing, that I could have shown things in a table, and that's a nice, easy way to show stuff. Okay, so for each time that I go through the loop, notice I create the table outside, I end the table outside, but for each time within the loop, I put out a row. So I said echo TR, echo TD, which will have row 0, echo another TD, which will have row 1, and I basically go through, and for every record, I write out a row. And for every row, in this case, I've got 4 fields. So for every record, and notice that I have on this one the MySQL I num rows, which means that I can't use the name. If I have an array there, I can, but if I have rows, I can only use row numbers. Okay. So this is a nice way to get the output lined up in a table. I didn't put any borders on my table, so my table is just a simple table. Okay. Number 2 on that is on this one, tell me what you think it means. It says the MySQL data seek result 2. Okay, so what does that do for me? What does this line do for me? MySQL I data seek result 2.
Subset of,
well, look at what it's doing. Which is?
Which is the last one.
Which is 2.
First one is 0.
That's right.
1.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this one is saying seek and go into result, which result was select asterisk from item first, and get the one that is indexed by 2, because remember, it's setting up an array in the background. And so I'm saying the one that is indexed by 2, which is the third one. So I'm getting the third record, and if I change that to 0, I would have got the mouse. If I change that to 1, I would have got the monitor. But now I'm getting the zip drive. And also notice that on this one, I got out of PHP right after I did that. Didn't have to, could have done it that way.
got out of PHP, set up a table in HTML, set up a TR in HTML, set up a TD in HTML, and then to get the content in the TD, I switched back into PHP for a minute, grabbed the row, and then exited PHP. So I switched back into PHP and echoed. So these are the two ways I can fill a table. One is where I did it within PHP. One is where I did it within HTML, but the content was still gotten from PHP. Okay? Does that make sense? Yeah.
When you think of it as position 0, position 2, position 1, then position 2. Yes, that makes sense.
Okay.
But I don't know about anybody else.
What?
What's up the second result of both the other one, the two backslashes?
Oh, the two backslashes turned it into a comment.
Yeah.
So that one doesn't have any relevance on this particular one. But if I had brought that up, I just would have got one record here instead of a bunch of records. But that was just commented about, and I don't even remember why I put that in there. At some point, probably somebody asked me a question, and I put it in and commented it back out again. Okay, we're done. In fact, we went 2 minutes over, huh?
Thank you very much.
Anytime. I see you were up early this morning, or late last night.
I was up late.
Yes. So tell me,
yes.
Did your girlfriend win and you went away for vacation?